In the world of Pokemon, across 13 large and expansive regions, it's safe to say not a single trainer holds a candle to the most legendary Pokemon master of all, Red. But in Pokemon Adventures, the long-running manga franchise based on the video games, Red's capabilities as a trainer are brought to an entirely new level. In the Pokemon Adventures manga, Pokemon battles are a much more dangerous affair. Fights involve the trainer just as much as it does their Pokemon. A battle between trainers could easily end up with one of the beloved companions dying, or, in some terrifying circumstances, even the trainer themselves. It's for this reason that, unlike the anime, or even the video games they're based on, the Red of Pokemon Adventures has been built dramatically differently than his other counterparts. Earning the title of Indigo League Champion, especially keeping that title, meant fighting for his life every single day, while at the same time having to keep on top of every other possible aspect of being a trainer, developing a strong bond with your Pokemon, having the tactical brain to overcome any obstacles that stand in your way. And Red's journey starts as early as 11 years old, after the cocky child is humbled by the legendary Pokemon Mew. Taking the blow to his ego, Red decides to open his mind to the world around him, taking on Professor Oak's mission of completing the Pokédex, and over the course of the series, thwarting the criminal efforts of Team Rocket, becoming the 9th Pokemon League champion, and stopping multiple worldwide to universal level threats of legendary Pokemon. Before his journey even begins, Red's natural-born talent as a Pokemon trainer is on full display. When he and Professor Oak are under attack by a wild Machoke inside the abandoned Viridian City Gym, not only is Red able to immediately relate to and calm down the frantic Bulbasaur that escaped from Oak's lab, Red was able to team up with the starter Pokemon and fight Machoke, opening up the gym's windows and letting in sunlight to fuel Bulbasaur's solar beam, instantly KOing the wild Pokemon. Red didn't even do this because he was aware of solar beam either. Red just figured because he knew sunlight could become energy for certain types of plants, he went with his first hunch under the pressure. This natural inclination to follow his gut, as well as Red's ability to establish trust with his Pokemon companions, leads to Red effortlessly building synergy with his Pokemon during battle. For example, when Red is battling Lieutenant Surge, despite being heavily injured by the electric gate surrounding him and his Pokemon being constantly knocked down by the legendary bird Zapdos, Red is able to overcome the pain and outsmart Lieutenant Surge by cutting through the cords amplifying Zapdos's lightning, who believes he's safe at first due to wearing a shockproof suit, but Red notes Sora's Razor Leaf had two targets, as he cut open Surge's suit, exposing him to the lightning and incapacitating Surge with his own Zapdos's attack. This quick wit under pressure is also shown when the Pewter City Museum is burning down due to two wild Magmar. Red is able to make use of a brand new low-level sand Shrew that he just caught to kickstart a sandstorm that knocks down the Magmar, prompting Giovanni, Team Rocket's boss who was watching this, to compliment on how quickly Red's able to figure out and make use of his Pokemon's abilities. This video is sponsored by Gamersubs, the ultimate energy and focus formula. Like most of you, I get tired right around 3 p.m. and after a long day's work, when I want to kick back and play some video games, I can just never find the energy. But to be honest, before they even approached me to be a sponsor, I used Gamersubs to fix that issue. Gamersubs is an awesome drink made up of a bunch of vitamins like vitamin C, vitamin D3, B6, B12, and vitamin H. All super good for you and your health. So it's not one of those awful sugar-filled concoctions that's going to make you crash after drinking it. And it's got caffeine and things like nootropics to help you stay focused, stay energized, and in the game. Listen, I could never stand energy drinks myself, and coffee, to me personally, tastes like sewer water. But Gamersubs has so many awesome flavors and some really funny and cool designs. Personally, I've been drinking BBLGG lately. Really good, tasty blueberry flavor, but I also enjoy some JFJ snake oil for that apple cider taste. Use the link in the description or pinned comment and use code NOOP for 10% off your next order of Gamersubs. If you're still skeptical about it, go check out the link and use my code anyway. They are more than willing to send you some free samples and give you a chance to try their product for free. Use my code NOOP now for 10% off, and thank you Gamersubs for sponsoring the channel. In Red's first battle with Giovanni, despite the massive experience difference between the two, Red is surprisingly able to overcome the Team Rocket leader and Viridian City gym leader by performing something even Giovanni didn't believe was possible. The two trainers began their gym battle unarmed of Pokeballs, their teams placed in the middle of the arena, the trainers needing to grab and reach their companions to release them and fight. But Giovanni constantly outspeeds Red, claiming he can do in 1 second what takes the child 4 or 5, using Pokemon like Beedrill to attack Red directly and threaten his life, or outright create massive fissures in the ground with Rhydon to trap Red and keep him from moving. Giovanni even goes as far as to use his Dugtrio to crack Red's Pokeballs and make them malfunction, rendering them unable to open and cutting Red off from the last two members of his team. But persevering, Red continually works alongside his Pokemon to overcome these odds, hiding Pokeballs beneath his feet to release Aerodactyl from below and catch Giovanni off guard, who ends up hyperbeaming Giovanni's Beedrill and KOing it instantly, or after all seems lost, Red throws his last team member remaining, Pikachu, towards Giovanni in combination with Lieutenant Surge's glove that he stole, letting Red stay safe as Pikachu charged up over 100,000 volts of electricity while still inside of its Pokeball. All of this loose voltage becoming a massive thunder that erupts over the arena and incapacitates Giovanni along with all of his remaining Pokemon, turning the tides of battle, and at the very least, reinforcing Giovanni's words of wisdom to Red earlier in the series, that anything and everything, no matter how underhanded or dirty, is fair in a Pokemon battle. A lesson that Red has to remind Giovanni of in their second battle during the Fire Red and Leaf Green volumes. While their legendary Pokemon, Mewtwo and Deoxys, are battling, Red makes a quick lunge towards Giovanni, as if he's going to punch Giovanni in the face, only to jump past Giovanni and steal his battleship's remote control, conjuring an electrical barrier to keep Mewtwo safe from Deoxys and charge up one final attack. Meanwhile, amongst the confusion, Red gets tangled up with Deoxys and, despite being in the line of fire, commands Mewtwo to fire full force into the mythical alien's core, willing to take all of Mewtwo's energy if it meant winning the battle and saving the world. Just to be clear, this is the very same Mewtwo who was capable of obliterating an entire portion of Northwest Cerulean City after just being born. As one of the strongest legendary Pokemon of all time, Mewtwo was able to equally match Deoxys in its attack form, a mythical Pokemon that was also capable of manipulating the Grand Delta Meteor, a planetary threat that could have destroyed all of Earth, and surpasses legendary beings like Primal Groudon and Primal Kyogre in strength. Two legendaries that can influence the weather patterns across multiple regions and massively alter the planet's landscape. Red is not only able to survive an attack of this magnitude, but also multiple other life-threatening injuries throughout his Pokemon journey. After having his leg completely coated in a Nidoking's acid shown capable of melting solid rock, the Pokemon Master also endures elemental attacks from every single one of the legendary birds, surviving Moltres' fireballs, Zapdos' thunder, and being frozen solid by Articuno, all three of which are shown capable of dominating entire islands with their elemental powers. Yet even when they were all fused together to create the monster known as Thufizer, even triple their base strength charged up into one sky attack was not enough to kill Red on impact. As a standalone threat, Red is an extremely capable Pokemon trainer, so much so that even the Elite Four, a group of the most powerful trainers in all of the Kanto region, found it necessary to gang up on Red and fight him 3-1 to take him down. And in the final rematch of the Pokemon Adventure Yellow volumes, Red is also the only character on the protagonist's side to defeat a member of the Elite Four in one-on-one combat. Even Blue, or Green if you're reading the Japanese version, Red's closest rival, needed to rely on help from Koga to defeat his opponent, Elite Four Agatha. However, it's obvious that despite Red's solo feats being impressive, he would be nothing without his Pokemon. Red's core team is made up of a collection that he's caught himself, been gifted from close friends, and even even those he's known since being a young child. For example, one of Red's first Pokemon before he even received a starter is Poly, the Poliwrath, a Pokemon that Red raised since it was a Poliwag, acting as an extremely powerful member of Red's battle team, having the physical strength to launch a Steelix through a building with its Focus Punch, and then pick the colossal metal serpent up with its bare hands and lift the Steelix over its head to throw it. Poliwhirl also has the speed to smack away Thunder Blasts from an Electabuzz, as well as utilize battle tactics like Double Team to catch Indigo League level trainers off guard and one-shot their Pokemon. Red's official starter Pokemon, Soar the Venusaur, has vines that are capable of restraining an Onix on the level of the Elite Four's Bruno, one of Aqua Team leader Archie Sharpedo, as well as a clone of the mythical Pokemon Deoxys. Soar has fought alongside Red since before his first gym badge, and has since grown into an all-around capable fighter, even being a justified choice when battling against types Venusaur would normally be weak to. And to make up for its slow speed, Venusaur can slow down its opponent by using its Sweet Scent or Poison Powder attacks. As Red's starter Pokemon, it is also blessed with the knowledge of the ultimate grass-type move, Frenzy Plant, an ability that has been used multiple times to compete with legendary Pokemon like Mewtwo and Kyogre. The last of Red's original trio is Pika, the Pikachu, who wasn't only the key player in Red's battle with Giovanni, but is also an important piece in almost every one of Red's major battles. This is mostly because Pika has such a strong bond with Red. The Pokemon being so loyal, after Red was frozen solid by the Elite Four, it dragged its injured body across the Kanto region to get help from Professor Oak. Much like Red's other Pokemon, it's able to make the most of its innate talents and abilities to overwhelm opponents, either with its lightning speed or massive attack potential. Not only is Pikachu able to amass enough strength to critically wound a mythical Pokemon like Deoxys with its thunder, it can utilize its speed advantage over most Pokemons to land attacks on their weak points. During Red's rematch with Blue and Fire Red and Leaf Green, Pika is able to move so quickly it leaves behind after images, amplifying its strength of its Iron Tail tremendously and one-shotting Blue's Machamp on impact. Pika was also the only Pokemon Red trusted enough to breach Mewtwo's giant twister, the two of them coming up with a strategy that caught Mewtwo off guard by making the legendary think Red was attacking with all of his Pokemon as a group, causing Mewtwo to fight using its area of effect twister move, dropping its close quarters guard. Just as Red and his other team is blown away, he throws Pikachu into the eye of the storm at the last second, launching Pika right into Mewtwo's exposed torso with a master ball lodged right between its teeth, trapping the untamable legendary inside of its guaranteed catch rate in a performance that could have only been achieved by two partners who trust each other with their lives. Red's other significant Pokemon are Snore the Snorlax, a giant hulking monster that's able to use its body weight to collapse entire battle arenas, bridges, or even cause earthquakes that rip opponents out of the ground with its seismic force. Arrow, the Aerodactyl, that allows Red to fight in aerial battles and also helps Red dodge or escape tight situations. This extinct dinosaur Pokemon is surprisingly able to reach faster speeds than the legendary bird Moltres. Aerodactyl's durable enough to withstand attacks from the planetary threat Deoxys. When unleashing its full strength, Arrow could one-shot high-level Pokemon like Giovanni's Beedrill with its Hyper Beam, or launch Soundwave attacks that counter Moltres' Fire Blasts. Next is Gera, the Gyarados, a Pokemon that was traded to Red by Misty. Despite starting off as a rampaging beast that was traumatized from experiments by Team Rocket, once Gyarados grows close with Red's teammates and proves it will try anything to protect its trainer, it becomes an extremely strong and viable asset to Red's arsenal, making use of its overwhelming size and strength to conquer opponents on both land and sea. Like when it brutally battles with Bruno's Onix and bites down with enough force to crack the Rock Snake's body, or proving itself powerful enough to contend with pseudo-legendaries like a wild Dragonite, battling with the dragon underwater and getting into a Hyper Beam clash that ends up with Gyarados being the winner. Last but not least is V, an Eevee that was also experimented on by Team Rocket, causing Eevee to suffer from a condition that causes it to constantly shift between its three evolutions, as long as the correct stone is available. Eevee is able to make use of these three different movesets to completely take advantage of an opponent's stagnant typing, switching its form to Flareon in order to overwhelm punches from Bruno's Hitmonchan, to then becoming Vaporeon, who when facing Bruno's Machamp, does the unthinkable and activates acid armor to revert its entire body into pure liquid, making the Elite Four member believe he knocked V out, only to find Vaporeon survived and snuck its way back into the fight, transforming itself into Jolteon for one finishing move to Bruno's Machamp and Hitmonchan, simultaneously taking them down with a pin missile counterattack. While V's unique ability to switch between different evolutions made it a force to be reckoned with in battle, between volumes Yellow and Gold and Silver, V actually permanently evolved into Espeon, sacrificing its evolution swap for extremely powerful psychic abilities, meaning it can still effortlessly one-shot other trainers' Pokemon, because at the end of the day, V's experience in battle comes more from Red's potential as a trainer. As no matter how strong the Pokemon, how mythical or legendary the foe might be in front of you, being a Pokemon master is all about the bond you build with your Pokemon, using that trust to create chemical reactions, making the impossible possible, something that Red has consistently shown across all of Pokemon Adventures. And because battles in Pokemon Adventures can involve all of a trainer's Pokemon at once, this point is reinforced even more so. And no better moment depicts Red and his Pokemon's relationship than his final victory moment against Blue in the Indigo League Finals. When it seems like Blue has Red's back against the wall and the battle is in its closing act, Blue's Ninetales is producing such strong fire blasts it is completely surrounding Red and his team. Despite the type advantage, Red's Poly is sent spiraling towards the ceiling, spraying its water everywhere to no avail. And right after this goes Pikachu, reducing Red down to his final two Pokemon. Instead of the obvious choice of Gyarados that Blue was expecting, Red sends out his Venusaur as Blue releases his Charizard, making this last stand against the two starter Pokemon that Red and Blue started it all with. But what Blue does not realize is that when Sora's Vine Whip grapples with and tosses Charizard toward the sky, a thunderstorm had been forming up above the arena. All of this was one well-calculated strategy put together without any words between Red and the three Pokemon he's been on his journey with. By using Venusaur's whip as a lightning rod, the naturally occurring reaction of a thunderstorm due to the combination of Poly's water, Pika's electricity, and Blue's Pokemon's rising heat creates a desperation attack that solidifies Red as the winner, settling the rivalry between Red and Blue for good. Honestly, I could go on for longer, but it would take a 2-hour-long video to dissect all of the amazing things Red has managed to accomplish in Pokemon Adventures, so I think you should really just go read it for yourself. As even as far into the most recent volumes of the manga, Red is still a relevant Pokédex holder that has stood against evil forces trying to obliterate the world, or even sometimes the universe/multiverse. But that is a tale for another day. If you enjoyed this video, make sure you leave a like and subscribe so you don't miss any future ones like this. I want to cover Blue, Green, and even some of the other villains like Giovanni or Lance next. So let me know down in the comments what you want to see as soon as possible. And thank you guys so much for watching.